First,
why is everyone so f***ing stupid?
The top five.
Butthead.
Way to go, dumbass.
Buttheads.
Butthead. Jackass.
Butthead.
Idiot.
Butthead.
It's extremely stupid people.
It's the top five buttheads.
Butthead.
Butthead.
The Billy Madison Show.
Number five.
Sex siren prostitute. She's 20. Lured pimp to a landfill where a sugar daddy, 65, burned him alive.
Ooh.
Yep, because the sugar daddy's like, hey, why is he treating you like that? Well, that's my pimp. This is her. That's the girl. She lured the pimp to this area, this landfill, and that's when sugar daddy rolled up and burned the dude alive. Yeah. Savagely torturing him and then killing him, burning him alive.
Mm. Mm. Pimping ain't easy.
It ain't easy. Now with the sugar daddies and stuff like that. Are pimps even in business anymore with sugar daddies?
Or OnlyFans?
I mean, pimps are definitely in business still, but
really?
I think pimps now are being called human traffickers.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're not really calling them pimps anymore.
Right, negative connotation.
Yeah, because pimp kind of has like a more positive.
Yeah, oh, pimps positive. Are celebrated. You got a pimp cup. You know, pimps was a way of life. But now pimps, they're still out there. They're just called human traffickers.
I gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, then this human trafficker was lured to a land. That doesn't make it sound so bad.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, damn, that poor pimp. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Poor pimp. But it's like, pimp down. Pimp down.
But now it's like, human trafficker lured to a landfill and burned alive. You're like, yeah,
yay.
Get him.
Yeah.
Pitchfork.
Right.
Yeah, get him.
Isn't it funny how like
then the sugar daddy is the hero in the story.
Uh-huh. What, it just depends on what you call it.
Yeah, just on what you call it. Because before I was like, oh my gosh, this poor pimp.
Yeah.
Burned
like,
alive.
These people are buttheads.
Yeah, this woman and this sugar daddy are buttheads.
Yeah.
And you change it to human trafficker, and all of a sudden, the sugar daddy's a hero, and this girl's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, P. Diddy's just trying to call himself a pimp.
I guess.
Number four.
This dude, he goes, I just divorced my wife. Man charged with firing celebratory shots in downtown Nashville after he divorced his wife. So he got out his gun, and pew, 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 into the sky. Yeah. I'm divorced now.
That's a country thing to do.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
It's a Wild West.
I think it's a moron thing to do.
It's a Wild West thing to do. Or, I guess in other countries they do it.
Yeah, it's the dumb thing to do.
They must have saw it from a Western.
Because, like, what goes up? Yeah,
bullets got to come down.
Do you remember they used to be in a saloon?
Uh-huh.
And they'd be like, pew, 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 pew. You don't remember that when
that
you watched the Western?
No.
Well,
I was,
neither was I, sir.
I was
but
born
I,
in 80,
you never watched a Western?
Yeah.
Mr. 87, you never watched a Western?
Yeah, but I wasn't there. That was just movies.
Pew,
I don't
pew,
know.
Pew,
did
pew,
that, you think that really happened? Like,
yeah.
Really,
I never heard of a story of saying, the bullet actually came down and got the person next to him.
No, yeah, well, you're a dumbass.
Really?
That has happened.
Yeah, there's
that
been
has
lots
happened?
Of people that have died by bullets coming down.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
Really?
I've never heard that.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care what you've never heard of.
There was
you've
a
also
story.
Never heard of what 2 + 2 is.
I know 4.
You thought Chicago was a state.
Yeah. I thought
right,
so.
A lot of stuff you haven't heard of.
There was
there's a mixture
a
of
recent,
stuff.
A recent story, maybe it's a year or two old, of a man that pulled out a gun after a wedding celebration. Pew, 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 pew. Shot the guns in the air, and it came down and killed the bride.
Yeah.
Oh.
At her wedding. Cool, you got nothing there? Okay.
I mean, I could have said something.
Number three.
It would have been insensitive.
Okay, well, you were going to make a joke there?
Like, where's the joke?
Yeah.
She wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be?
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
I mean, out of everybody, it hit her. It was her time.
Huh.
Turn it up.
This guy's hilarious. Number three, a man proclaimed to be Jesus Christ threatened to kill a family in Jefferson County.
Well, I mean, if he's Jesus.
Yeah, but I don't think Jesus killed. Like, if they were like, hey, man threatens to wash your feet.
Right.
Okay, then I'd be like, all right, might be Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this
man
is
threatens to turn all this crap into, you know, fish and wine.
Yep.
All right, might be Jesus.
Might be.
But man threatens to kill entire family. I'm going to go with not Jesus.
Right.
That's what I'm going with.
I'm
what are you going
with,
Nard? Do you think he's Jesus?
Yeah, I don't think he's Jesus.
All right.
No.
And how did you come up with that determination?
Just because. He would have someone do it for him.
Jesus would have somebody do it for him.
Jesus
followers.
Had a hitman?
Yeah. Okay. He wouldn't want that blood on his hands.
What?
What?
He wouldn't want that blood on his hands.
Okay, you said something different over there.
Yeah, blood on
He just went Dracula on us.
Yeah, he did.
Blah, blah, blah.
The blood.
Blah, 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 blah.
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
So somebody said, Nard is not an Uber driver anymore. He's a human trafficker.
How? What? That's ridiculous.
Number two.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. And he lifts people from safety.
Oh, man.
Police say they stopped Florida man from taking a teen to a furry convention.
Oh.
So that was, this creep wanted to take this teen. Hey, you know, what you need to do? We need
I think
to go
I
to
accidentally took my kid to one.
A furry convention.
Yeah.
And now, the top butthead of the day. Number one.
Man arrested for Easter Bible belting of Walgreens worker.
Huh.
So, yeah.
So he, what does that mean?
That means he beat somebody with a Bible.
Oh, okay. Mm,
yeah, wow. Walgreens manager suffered a Bible belting because she was being rude, according to a customer who is now facing a felony battery as he smacked that bee with a Bible.
CVS, like, our managers would never.
That's right. We would never do that. No Bibles at our place.